With an update from cknewstoday.ca, I'm Matt Weaverank. News for Automotion, 505 Richmond Street in Chatham. A 30-year-old registered sex offender in Chatham is facing more charges after he allegedly breached the terms of his probation. Police say the man was wanted for failing to attend court in connection with the probation violation. They arrested him just before 6:30 yesterday evening on Richmond Street in Chatham. The 30-year-old man was arrested, charged, and later released with conditions and a future court date. A popular paddle-powered race is set to mark a significant milestone this coming weekend. The 50th annual Sydenham River Canoe and Kayak Race is set for Sunday. Competitive and recreational paddlers will compete in a variety of races, starting in Don Euphemia and ending at the Shetland Conservation Area. The event is also a fundraiser for the St. Clair Region Conservation Authority. The Ontario government is putting up over $155 million to build or renovate long-term care homes. It's part of the province's push to add or upgrade 58,000 long-term care beds. It first introduced the construction subsidy last year, helping to get shovels in the ground on 67 projects. That's a record for the Ministry of Long-Term Care. And the kefaya ban will remain in place at the Ontario Legislature after multiple PC MPPs voted against overturning it. NDP leader Merritt Stiles tried to pass a motion with unanimous consent to stop banning the scarves from the House of Commons, but several government MPPs voted against it. The CBC says shortly after question period started, the legislature was adjourned because of protesters in the gallery yelling, "Free Palestine." Four more playoff games in the NHL tonight. Vancouver will try to go up 2-0 on the Predators, while the Jets try to win another one against the Avalanche. In the early games, the Rangers host the Capitals and the Panthers host the Lightning. The Blue Jays and Tigers are both back in action today. Toronto is taking on Kansas City again, while Detroit continues its series against Tampa. And in the NBA playoffs, Minnesota has a 1-0 lead on Phoenix heading into Game 2 of their first-round series. Milwaukee's up on Indiana, while the Clippers lead Dallas. Cloudy today, periods of rain starting this afternoon and a high of 14 Celsius. Rain overnight, low 7, and tomorrow cloudy to start but clearing up later on and a high of 10. Right now it's 12 Celsius. I'm Matt Weaverank. For more on these and other stories, visit cknewstoday.ca.